Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to another week of Q&A, the Monday edition. And we're going to have a very informative show today. We're going to start out for the first half hour talking to Dr. Elaine Kissel. She is a licensed hypnotist, psychologist, and author of three books who will tell us how to get started on eliminating those bad habits that always get in our way of happiness and productive lives. Then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with Jim Flower and Becky Mitchell with Agape House about Homelessness Awareness Month and their holiday poinsettia campaign. Well, you know, of course, I'm also the movie critic for the station, so keeping in mind with that, tomorrow, of course, being Tuesday, the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona is the Denzel Washington war movie Glory. I believe that's the one that got him his first Oscar, so it's a really good one. Also showing this week, Wednesday Classic at the Prescott Elks Theater, the 1994 version of Little Women. Now, that's a peculiar screening because coming up in just a week or two will be another version, a more modern version of Little Women, featuring Saoirse Ronan and Timothy Chalamet, who seems to be in everything these days. So a couple of really good movies this week in the classic department, Glory and Little Women. And coming up this weekend at the Harkins Theaters, the Tom Hanks film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Also coming up this weekend will be two other really, really big films starting out. One, of course, Frozen 2. Now, theaters around the country, knowing the movie doesn't open until the 22nd, have already sold out quite a few of the opening night performances with advanced tickets. Also opening this weekend will be 21 Bridges, a very, very violent New York crime drama starring Chadwick Boseman. Well, we've got Dr. Kissel just around the corner ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event. This Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07 with Dr. Elaine Kissel and her husband, Don. Donna, is it safe to say you're also, in some ways, Dr. Kissel's manager?
You could say that.
Dr. Kissel, you're not only a licensed psychotherapist, correct?
No, I'm not.
A psychologist, I'm sorry.
Nope. No,
hypnotist.
No. I'm a hypnotherapist, PhD.
Hypnotherapist. Okay, yeah. See, I had tried to combine the two, or the three. Hypnotherapist. Okay, explain for me the differences between or among a hypnotherapist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist is usually more medical. A psychologist is has to have psychology training and things like that. I have a lot of background in those areas, mm-hmm. but I chose this profession because I felt it was much more effective in helping people make permanent positive changes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm, of course, the movie critic for the radio station here, so I can't go more than 30 seconds without a movie reference. What are some of the... What are some of the false assumptions the general public has about hypnosis, which have been fed to them by Hollywood and Madison Avenue?
Well, the notion that you can be controlled by the hypnotist and that it's a state in which you're not conscious and not capable of making appropriate decisions and so on. And that is show business.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But in used as a therapeutic tool, it is very powerful when it's used properly. And I've been doing it, as you know, for over 44 years now. Mm-hmm. And my success rate is considered extraordinary because I don't just use hypnosis in the traditional prescripted ways, mm-hmm. you know. And so I'll explain myself a little bit if this helps, is that more lately, I've been referring to myself as a psychic gardener because I don't just cut the weeds off at the ground level mm-hmm. when people have issues, which all other therapies tend to do, even a lot of hypnotists do that. I dig them up at the roots and make sure the ground sets so it can't take seed again, and then, mm-hmm. of course, I plant beautiful flowers. So the reason for my success rate is because I get to the root of the issue, resolve it, and I work with the conscious mind as well. So I get the conscious and the subconscious to do teamwork, mm-hmm. and the conscious mind learn how to support the hypnotherapeutic process.
So have you just described for me in so many words whole mind hypnotherapy?
Yes.
And it sounds like you're burrowing for the original cause and settling that so the person can move on, correct?
Yes. The thing is most of the time issues are not resolved in talk therapy, which is a lot of the classical therapy. Mm-hmm. You're talking about problems. Actually, recently there's been some studies done that has said that can actually exacerbate problems to just keep talking about them, mm-hmm. instead of resolving the issues and healing emotional wounds and so on.
So in layman's terms, how does hypnosis actually work?
It works by creating a shift in consciousness. There are many levels of consciousness. It's not just conscious and unconscious, multiple levels. And if you know how to use hypnosis properly for each individual, which is very important, you find the right level, the mm-hmm. right kind of consciousness that enables that person to absorb, assimilate, and integrate what we call suggestions in hypnosis to bring about change, but also to go deep within the subconscious and get the subconscious perspective on things. And the subconscious gives us answers to our questions. Most people don't realize, and this is something I love to share with my clients, your subconscious is always trying to tell you what's going on. People have not learned to listen. And so when I teach mind mastery, for example, I teach people how to get the conscious and subconscious to do really good teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Is this a battle between the ego and the id?
Not always.
Wait.
No.
Walk me through someone's very first contact with you. First of all, before we get to that, are most of your patients, are they self-referred or sent to you by someone else?
I get a lot of referrals from previous clients and psychiatrists and psychologists and counselors and therapists and medical doctors and so on. Mm-hmm. But I have many clients referring because they know the success rate. They know they're going to get results.
What are your most common issues people come to you to help resolve?
Oh, well, I don't know that there is a common one, but I think that most people think of hypnosis for weight loss, stop smoking, things like that. But I work with people with just every kind of problem, not just addictions, pain, insomnia, or childhood issues, whatever the problem is that's causing someone stress. Mm-hmm. Insomnia, that's a very, and depression and anxiety and things like that.
Do you ever get patients who, rather than going through these steps, will ask you, well, can't you just give me a pill?
Well, I don't prescribe medications, yeah. And a lot of my work is to get people, wean them off of medications because they're having negative side effects. And nobody really wants to have to take pills. It doesn't cure you. It just hides the symptoms.
So walk me through someone's very first appointment with you. What kinds of questions are you going to ask? What kinds of questions do they have of you?
Well, first of all, they complete a very extensive questionnaire that gives me a lot of insight and understanding, awareness, that leads me to ask questions that I probably wouldn't think to ask otherwise. It's quite extensive, and it's an adventure for people doing it because they get in touch while they're doing with some of the things that they didn't even know before. But how they get to know me, I always recommend people go on my website and learn about me and my approaches, which are very different than the standardized prescriptive hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they learn about me, and they come in, and they want to get help. But the time most people come to me, and it's so sad, they've struggled for so long. They've been to other hypnotists. They've been in therapy for years. They've taken drugs. And a lot of times I think they come to me because they think I'm the last resort. And I really should have been the first, obviously. But they discover through working with me that I'm not offering a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. I ask them lots of questions about their background, their history of the problem, if there's any childhood issues, things like that. But the questionnaire gives me a lot of insight into their language style, how they process, how quickly they integrate, that kind of thing. So then I can formulate the right approach for this individual. Everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
So what would work for one person isn't going to work for everyone else. So I have to design a process specific to that individual. And it is a process. And it might include my weight seminar. It might include my mind mastery. It might include various other approaches based on the individual's needs.
How often do you find that people are often their own worst enemies?
All too often.
Really?
Yes.
Examples?
Well, you mentioned before, the thing is that you don't learn from early age, number one, to believe in yourself and to know you have power. So feeling powerless often leads to a lot of problems. But the thing is that most people don't even know the power of the language they use. I'll give you an example. Somebody we had lunch with earlier, and she was saying, I worry so much. Now, worry is fear-based. It's not practical. It's not sensible. I explained to people, worry is a waste of time, a waste of mind space, a waste of psychic energy. You need to learn how to use those resources for the most positive purposes and endeavors. But yes, you are often your own worst enemy because you don't know how to be your own best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to support yourself, and you put yourself down, or you blame yourself too often for what you're doing wrong and what isn't working for you. So there's so many issues that drive people's negative behavior, and often the negative behavior is a reflection of what's going on inside of them, an expression, often symbolic.
I know you've heard this before, but do you agree that worry sometimes is really prepaid interest on a debt that might never come due?
Well, that's one way of putting it, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when I was working in commission sales years ago, I had a sales manager who would tell me all the time, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right.
Possibly true. But the reasons a person believes they can and can't have to be understood.
And that's where you come
in,
right?
That's where I come in, yes.
Tell us about your three books.
All right. First of all, The Mind is Willing is based on my Mind Mastery course, and I've been teaching that for over 50 years. And long before all of these modern day, you know, gurus would, you know, are saying things, mind mastery is fundamentally mind training, getting the conscious and the subconscious to work together. The conscious mind is a lousy boss. It's taught to be a poor boss. So I teach you how to be a good boss, and mm-hmm. you learn to use the resources of the subconscious to get understanding, inside awareness from the subconscious, because it knows more about you than anybody and anything.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before the words people use when they make their first appointment with you and they fill out the forms, things like this. Speaking of words and their effect on people, has social media in your mind been beneficial or destructive? Because people will say things in a text they would never say face-to-face, true?
Possibly, and I don't follow those kind of things, but I do know the power of language and the power of suggestion for people who are vulnerable to it and, mm-hmm. and susceptible. So, yes, I think that unfortunately media in general has a negative impact on society and individuals. People take too much for granted the truth of what they read. They assume truth. They assume reality. They don't question. They don't challenge. So that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, Don, you've been married to Don for how long?
Be 65 years this spring.
Holy smokes. Wow. Don, I have to ask you, what's it like to be married to a hypnotist? Do you ever suggest she's using those methods on you?
I'm sorry, but I just don't think I can answer that question.
See, he's already under the spell. It's working already. We're just getting started with Dr. Elaine Kissel. More coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. More coming up with Dr. Kissel.
The incredible response, Cash for Clunkers has been extended at Lam Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry. We're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit. So don't waste another minute. Dust off that old clunker and turn it into cash during Lam Nissan's Cash for Clunkers, going on now. Go to LamNissan.com to find your new or used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. OAC, see dealer for details. Offer expires November 30th, 2019.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
I am Marty Reed, board member of the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew Learning and Tribute Center. We are looking for volunteers to serve as greeters and guides. Volunteer shifts are about 3 hours long. The center is located at the Prescott Gateway Mall and is open Fridays through Sunday. The center is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization and houses artifacts, memorabilia, and stories from the 19 heroes who gave their lives on June 30, 2013 while battling the Yarnell Hill Fire. For more information and to sign up, go to gmihc19.org.
Sunday is the perfect day to refuel your soul and treat your taste buds at Carmela's. This is Jennifer, and Kevin and I would like to invite you to our Sunday brunch. Come enjoy fresh baked caramel pecan sticky buns, muffins, and croissants, coupled with a complimentary Prosecco. Enjoy our lemon ricotta pancakes and eggs Benedict your way, classic Italian or surf and turf. To enhance the true brunch experience, we are proud to create an artisan charcuterie board along with a Bloody Mary bar. We offer gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for a Sunday brunch right here on Montezuma in downtown Prescott.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:22. I'm trying to read military time here. 14:22 for our veterans in the audience. We're back with Dr. Elaine Kissel and her husband, Don. Don, she didn't really hypnotize you to get you to... No, never mind. We're not going to go there. That was a great line, though. Anyway, Dr. Kissel, you were just talking about one of your books. What were you going to refer to that?
Well, the book Setbacks and Comebacks came about because there's so many people who have a struggle in their lives. They make a little progress and then they run into a problem and then sometimes they don't know how to get past that, how to overcome that. And unfortunately, they'll tend to give up. And a lot of people who are addicted have that as an issue as well. So when I wrote The Addiction Dilemma and Solutions, you know, part of that was because so many people who come to me with addictions have stopped using for a long time, but they've never actually become physically, mentally, emotionally independent of what they're addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had loads of setbacks. They have come back sometimes, but sometimes not stronger, not having enough faith in themselves, not realizing there are tools, there are ways that you can move forward if you just know how.
You know, as a kid, I read the news. I grew up in a two-newspaper town. The morning paper always had the Dear Abby column. The mm-hmm. afternoon paper always had Ann Landers. And mm-hmm. I read every single one, and those two people essentially raised me. And I remember one of the great lines was that, and we've heard this a million times, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, only to a certain extent, I would think, right?
Well, I think any kind of generalization causes me to want to dig it up and look at it differently, because how it impacts you makes a big difference. Just because it didn't kill you, it doesn't mean you weren't injured. It doesn't mean you weren't handicapped as a result, physically, mentally, or emotionally. So again, it goes back to healing on a very deep level, whatever it was, the injury, whether it was emotional or physical.
Mm-hmm. I imagine in the course of your, how many years doing this now?
44.
I imagine you have some interesting case histories. I understand there was one involving a police officer and her missing gun.
Yeah, she was afraid of guns, and she was afraid she was ever going to have to use a gun. And so
she's a police officer.
She was a police officer, and in the line of her duty, she did not have to carry a gun all the time.
Oh,
but then she had to go practice sometimes, and she ought to have to take some tests. A test was due, and she couldn't find the gun. She forgot where she put it. we found out, deliberately forgot it because she didn't want to have that gun in her hand.
Oh, okay.
So she was struggling to find the gun, and she was blaming herself for not being able to find it. But her subconscious revealed that if she found the gun, that would mean then she would be required to use it.
Wow.
And she didn't want to do that.
So
she had to resolve that issue.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder how many of our listeners right now are thinking about a certain former police chief, but we'll let that go. You also, I understand, work with a B-29 pilot with a rather a peculiar obsession. Smoking?
Oh, he smoked, yes. And he had the reason he smoked was because he didn't know this himself consciously at the time, but he had used cigarettes as a coping mechanism when he was missing. He was lost, and when he found him, they gave him a cigarette. That was his first connection again with people. So the powerful symbolism of the cigarette, he couldn't part with it because if he parted with that, then he was going to let go of his connections with safety and all that. So we had to resolve that issue. You see, you can't just take something away from someone without understanding what purpose it serves them and teach them how to serve those purposes in healthy, positive ways.
Mm-hmm. We do have some of us and sometimes psychological triggers, don't we? I'm thinking, again, with the movie thing here, I'm thinking of the Manchurian Candidate and the Queen of Hearts. That was a story in itself. So let me ask you, in the course of writing your books, and I always ask every published author this question, every single one, in the course of writing your book, at what point do the stories and the things you want to say and the case histories start flooding in and start writing themselves, and you suddenly have to keep up?
It's not uncommon.
You know what? I've had authors tell me, you must be a writer, because that's a writer's question.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is there's... when you're writing, the creative process is also involved. So you're not just working with your history and your knowledge, experience, everything else. A lot of times when you write, for me personally, when I've written, sometimes I look at what I've written and say, I don't even remember writing that.
Isn't that so? That happens to me too. Who wrote that? I did? Yes. Oh my. Yeah.
Because your subconscious is allowing it to flow.
Yeah. What are some of the techniques people can use to open up themselves to be more creative, do you think? Do they have to let go of certain things?
Yes, a lot of times to let go of their inhibition, their lack of fear of failure, not being successful, not being good enough. Hypnosis is a wonderful tool to release inhibition, to be able to relax and allow you to be creative. I've done what I call hypno-art workshops where people have been discovered they have artistic talents. There's a lot of ways that you can use hypnosis. It's also with my mind mastery. That's also getting the conscious and the subconscious to work together to be creative and allowing the subconscious to come through. A lot of people don't do that. They stop it. They get in the way. And then the subconscious, unfortunately, and this is the sad part, will try many ways to get you to become aware. It will tell you in your dreams, or it will tell you in ideas that come to you, but people shut them out. So the problem is that when you get in the way like that, the subconscious, unfortunately, is going to resort to some rather painful ways to get through to you. So many times the bodies that have problems, in other words, aches and pains or illnesses or diseases or things like that, are expressions of the subconscious to say, this is a symbolic reference to what's really going on inside of you.
Do you often see that mention in people's dreams?
Yes.
Isn't that something? Because I have recurring dreams about things I've done in the past, both good and bad, and I wonder why they're still there. Is it true, do you think, that in some ways, just to get through a difficult time, people will take out, for want of a better term, psychic IOUs just to get through it, and then later when things have settled down, it's time to start paying that back?
Well, when you talk about, you know, dreams like that, your subconscious is trying to tell you something. And if you don't listen, you're just going to keep having the dream. So if a person has a recurring dream, when I'm working with them, I want to know all the details of that dream. And then once we resolve, understand, translate the meaning of the dream, the message the subconscious is trying to get through, then they don't have that dream anymore.
Yeah.
Or they don't have that symptom anymore that is an expression of their psychological issue.
Mm-hmm. How can someone make an appointment with you, and how can they get copies of your books?
Well, they can go on my website, and they can get the books off of there. 844 for Kissel is an easy way to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what we do is register for an evaluation appointment, and then they get the questionnaire to complete, and they bring that in to me. Or I work with people all over the world via Skype, Google Duo, mm-hmm. FaceTime, whatever. So then when I read that questionnaire, and then we have the interview, and then I know what to do to help that person succeed.
Well, we're really glad you shared time with us today and came in for the interview. We've learned a great deal, and I know people can learn a lot more by contacting you. Give us that phone number and web page again.
It's KisselHypnosis.com, and it's 8444-KISSEL.
Very good. Dr. Elaine Kissel and your husband, Don, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We're going to take a check of a local and state news and weather, and then we're going to talk about with Becky Mitchell and Jim Flower from Agape House. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My name is Ashley Craig. I was born with a chronic condition that causes severe pain and inflammation, and I am one of thousands of Americans who rely on the drug Humira. At first, I had to pay $753 a month. As a small business owner, that was really tough. It was more than my car payment, business insurance, and food bill, but I was in such pain, I just sucked it up. Now the drug is about $5,000 a month. There was no way I could afford this drug. It's not right for them to charge this much for medicine. It's not okay.
Now there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate that would stop price gouging. President Trump supports it, and we need Senator Martha McSally to call for a vote in the Senate. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally to stand with patients, not big drug companies. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. It's time to put America's patients first. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings Monday at 7 a.m. 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Paulden. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 18th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
At this morning's special meeting of the Mesa School Board, Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley was placed on paid administrative leave. Board President Elaine Miner says the reason for it will not be disclosed.
We would love to give you a lot of information, but we are unable to do that. I know there is great interest in this, and we want you to know that this is something we have been working hard and diligently to do the right thing.
The leave is considered non-disciplinary. Enjoy NHL hockey this evening as the Arizona Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings with the puck dropping at 7 p.m. right here on KQNA. Enjoy our last warm, sunny day of 2019 today with a high near 72 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling to a partly cloudy low while you sleep to about 42. Then early winter arrives with storms, winds, and a huge cool down. Highs tomorrow near 63, Wednesday 49, Thursday's high a rainy 44 with possible pre-dawn light snow. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 82. Today, those showers and storms dampening tomorrow's lunchtime, staying through Thursday, with highs near 72 tomorrow, a wet and windy 56 Wednesday, a stormy 53 Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:38. We're talking with Becky Mitchell and Jim Flower from Agape House. Hi, Jamie. I know you're listening. Jamie Gehringer, of course, right? thank you, Jamie, for sending Becky and Jim in to talk to us today. First of all, Becky, I'll ask you first. Tell us what Agape House is all about.
Agape House of Prescott serves homeless families in crisis, and we provide the pathway to independence.
Mm-hmm. Jim, how about you? How'd you get involved in this?
Well, great question. Good afternoon, by the way. We started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is the beginning of our 10th year. And if you remember, in 2010, a lot of the high schools around the nation were being shot up. So a group of us wanted to go to the high school and see what we could do to be help the solution and protection. While at the high school, we found out that that year, in 2010, there was 58 students that were labeled homeless. And I said, bogus. I live by the high school. I don't see any homeless students, but there are. And they're in shame. They're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make it through life. They're not the ones who stand on the corner with a cardboard sign saying, God bless, I need money. These are families that are struggling, and they're behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we call them stealth families mm-hmm. that you don't even see them. But they are homeless.
Mm-hmm. Becky?
Currently, there are 110 homeless students in the Prescott Unified School District and the Humboldt Unified School District, and that just came from the fall of 2019. We're not able to help all 110, but there are some wonderful organizations in town that do help some of them, and we help significantly, too.
You know, I like what Jim said. You don't often see the homeless. When I lived in San Diego, we had homeless people everywhere because of the weather, for one thing. You won't freeze to death, at least if you're homeless in San Diego. But the thing that caught me is that, no, a lot of them are invisible, and one of the reasons is that if they are, first of all, they can't find a place to sleep, and if they do sleep in public, they get harassed, or they get beaten, or they get jailed. Those are just a few of the problems facing the homeless, right?
Correct. Let me make one thing clear. We're not a shelter or a dormitory.
Right.
We actually give every family their own home. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's costly, and it's very time-consuming with our volunteers. But we know that if they're not in a home, and a home where they can set up their own routines after school and weekend routines with the family, they're never going to start the healing. And once the healing is in place, then we start them on the pathway to independence. And that's what kind of makes the difference, that if you can train them in life skills, you can break the pattern of homelessness. And we have quite a few programs that will educate them and equip them to be self-efficient into the future.
Now, this is National Homelessness Awareness Month, right?
Correct.
And what kinds of things can the average listener do to help your cause?
It costs $10 a day to supply housing and a bed for one student. We literally have served most area public schools. The children in those schools have come to us seeking help, and it costs $10 a day. So we ask three things: that we pray, give, serve, and giving can be as little as $10 a month. They can give online at agapehouseprescott.org, like us on Facebook, or you can purchase a poinsettia during our poinsettia campaign.
Yeah, describe the poinsettia campaign.
Well, we started it several years ago around the holidays. If you remember, the poinsettia is the Star of Jerusalem. And we thought if we gave all of our current donors a poinsettia, they could take it home and have the joy of that flower in their home through the holidays. Well, one thing led to another, and we got so many requests that last year we gave out over 800 poinsettias,
mm-hmm.
or poinsettias, however you want to say it, pecan, pecan. So this year we have a very ambitious plan to give out poinsettias, and we don't ask money up front. We ask you to take it home and just see how much joy it can bring into your home, and then maybe make a donation and support us.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before life skills. How much of the solution to homelessness that you encounter has to do with training people to become employed?
We call it the Pathway to Independence, and it's a four-phase program. The first phase is 30 days of stabilization. We ask all of our families to come in, unpack their bags, sleep in the bed, eat, sleep, and take your medicine. People are either over-medicated or under-medicated, overeating, under-eating. So we really try to get them stable first. The things that we have that our residents are grateful for is we had a mother give her children a bath in the bath time for the first time in 6 months.
And oh, my goodness.
She just started crying.
Yes, yeah.
A little boy said, I can't believe I have my own blanket. I can't believe I have my own bed, because he had been without for so long. Getting that stabilization is a huge deal. We had one little girl. She had literally been staying in a tent or a hotel room for 8 years. She never had had her own bedroom, her own bed, and we gave that. So first we say stabilization, and then the second phase is personal wellness. We want all of our residents to be internal well, and that might be referred to West Yavapai Guidance Center, Spectrum. Mental health is really important to get mm-hmm. that stable first. When our residents are debilitated with anxiety, fear, depression, anger. It falls into all areas of life. It's employment and family skills. So then after their personal wellness is taken care of, then we move on to life skills, cooking, cleaning, budgeting. So you've got a job, you've got to keep a job. You have a job, now you need to learn how to budget that money. Mm-hmm. And then there certainly is a difference between a minimum wage job and a livable wage job. Yeah. That's a significant difference. So we try to encourage our residents to not only get a job, but to keep a job. And that moves us into the sustainability stage. This is the last phase of our program. During this stage, child care needs to be set up and continued. The children need to be in school and continued. Jobs and continuing having a job. A lot of people will get a job, but they'll lose a job. And then we also see in homeless families that children are uprooted so much from the schools and transferred to other schools. And that is very challenging for them in their reading ability. We've had several testimonies about families doing homework before they were before when they were homeless and then after they were homeless. And I'll let Jim talk about that in just a minute. And then our final goal is independence. We want all of our families to be self-sufficient and independent. Mm-hmm. Jim, would you share about doing homework as a homeless person and then doing homework as a inside of a family unit?
That is a good point. We recently had a family that graduated from our program, a mom with three teenage girls when they graduated from our program. But the youngest girl at the time was 12. And they had been living in different places, cars and campgrounds and people's garages. When they got their own home, a month after they had moved in, the 12-year-old daughter said to Agape House, "It's so much nicer to do my homework in my own bedroom instead of the back seat of the car." I cannot imagine living in a back seat of a car and then getting out and going to school. That seems to me like a target for bullying and making fun of. Mm-hmm. Those are one of the things that our families have to go through. We recently took a family that, mom of four kids, she was living underneath a camper. Now, when I say underneath, I don't mean inside of a camper. I mean down underneath a camper shell. That's where she was raising her four kids. They now have a big, beautiful home, that we take care of for them. And we talked to her this morning, and she's now applying to buy her own home that someone has stepped up and given her an incredible deal. So those testimonies are the results of what we see when we come alongside these homeless families. We give them the time to heal, the time to develop self-dignity, the time to develop hope, and get on the path to independence. It's mind-boggling to see the results.
And once you see results like that, I'm sure they have an attitude of gratitude. But how much of what they experienced while they were down that low do you think makes them tougher and more able to navigate life's bumps and bruises?
I'll answer that question. Thank you. We often will learn the best things in our life through our hardest times. And I tell you, we like to use the words tenacity, perseverance. Mm-hmm. A person who has been given everything, they don't necessarily have the hard work ethic. Somebody who had to work really hard to put that meal on the table, really hard to put clothes on their kids, that creates character, and that character will last you 60 or 80 years. So, you know, we pray for our families that don't come into the program or who are waiting to come in because it's during that brokenness that they are experiencing some turmoil, and that turmoil, it teaches them lessons in life, and it's certainly where I've learned my best lessons is when things were challenging.
Mm-hmm. Nobody learns anything by being told all the time how great you are, do they? I interviewed the comic Louis Anderson 2 weeks ago, and I asked him how he handles hecklers. He said, "They're nothing, because I grew up in a family of 11 siblings. That's all they did every day was heckle me." and he also said, I asked him, "How do you handle a show where all you heard was crickets and no applause?" He says, "That's when you learn, because nobody learns anything by being patted on the back, being told you're great." right. My goodness, what a life's lesson. So describe the vision you see for Agape House.
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. We have a super ambitious 2020. Our vision, no pun intended, our vision for 2020 is to have our own building. We have purchased it, and in 2020 we're going to be remodeling, freshening up, and making it a neighborhood for 9 families to live in the same community. We have right now we have 4 families, 2 in post care. So in 2020 we plan to have 15 families in our program. What does that take? Well, it takes a lot of volunteers. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of organization, and it takes a lot of funding to do that. We have, Becky always has a phrase, call to action. So I'm going to turn it over to her and let her talk about the call to action.
Please.
I'll give you our phone number. It's 928-910-1089. You may call today to donate, to volunteer, to serve. During this, we have 9 buildings we just purchased. If you or your church or your business would like to adopt one of these families, we are looking for 9 churches, 9 businesses to adopt our families. It takes 20 Arizona Charitable Tax Credit participants to support one family. That's a very easy way for people to get involved. When they're sitting down doing their taxes, they see the remaining line, and they can write a check to Agape House of Prescott, and it does come back. Please see your tax advisor. I'm not giving tax advice on the radio.
However, on that note, since we are a community that skews a little older than the rest of the country, do you ever get people who remember you in their will? Wouldn't that be a great way?
That would be. That would, that's something we want to pursue in the coming months. Also, there's something I really am proud to say, and unlike most nonprofits or organizations that are living on donations, we can actually say about 100% of our money that is given to us stays in the Prescott area. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we send out is our insurance, because we haven't been lucky to find a nonprofit insurance company locally. That's really the only thing that is sent out of our area. Every penny stays right here in the Prescott area. We serve the Quad City area, Chino Valley, Prescott, Humboldt, Dewey, and Prescott Valley. And we have families everywhere. As a matter of fact, if you drove anywhere today in town, you probably passed one of our homes, because we have them all over.
Mm-hmm. Jim, I have to ask you a lighthearted question to complete the interview. Now, my name is DJ Phone. I work in radio. You can imagine the questions that come from that. What happens when you present someone with a poinsettia and you say your name is Jim Flower?
That's a funny joke. We get it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's quite common. Yeah. It's quite common. My nickname is Rosie or Tulip or Flower Pot, so it just comes with the territory.
There you go.
There's a lot worse names than that.
Yeah. You can buy a flower by calling 910-1089, and we will deliver it to your home or business this.
And you know what? When I was in California, I worked in the funeral cemetery industry, mostly with pre-need. And I had a sales manager teach me, you're never going to get the sale unless you ask for it. Mm-hmm. So once again, how can people contact you if they want to donate?
Donate to Agape House of Prescott. You may donate online at agapehouseprescott.org or phone 928-910-1089. All donations will receive a poinsettia delivered to their home or office the first week of December. Thank you.
And don't forget the Arizona tax credit, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
$400 for singles, $800 for married couples.
Can't beat that, can you? Jim Flower, Becky Mitchell, and Jamie Geringer, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I'll have tomorrow's guests and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
It's America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Wallach and Volk, Prescott True Value, and Home Furnishings Direct. The Cardinals host the Rams Sunday, December 1st at 2 p.m. on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Baldwin, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects. But buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, just in time to get you into the holiday spirit, First Congregational Church on Gurley Street is staging the old-fashioned radio play, It's a Wonderful Life, this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Free admission, that's the radio play, It's a Wonderful Life. It goes about an hour and 15 minutes. And also, you can showcase your creativity and create a tree on behalf of your business, organization, or just yourself. These trees will be on display in the Prescott Valley Library after December 6th. Just contact Parks and Recreation at 759-3090 or email. Well, let's go with the phone number, 928-759-3090. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro and Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Join me back here tomorrow with my guest Jennifer Perry from the Arizona Community Foundation of Sedona, entertainer Storm Large, who's coming to the YCPAC, and Francis Gary Powers Jr. If you don't recognize that name, you will after tomorrow. That's Q&A at 2 o'clock tomorrow, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.